Are you a mum looking for some parenting inspiration, tips and advice, stories on the ups and downs we face in our lives as parents, some humour and a little bit of fun? Then you may have just found what you're looking for. Hi and welcome to the Parenting in the Thick of It show. I'm your host Louise Clark, a certified parent coach known to many as your parenting partner. As a mum to three teenagers, you can bet I've probably been there, done that, and heard it all. Trust me, there'll be few things that I haven't experienced firsthand. I created this podcast because I just love to help mums like you find ways to navigate life in the thick of it and find a way out of it. Hi, and welcome to the show today. I'm going to be talking about how we as parents have to learn to meet our needs. And in order to meet our needs, we have to know what our needs are. And when we know what they are, we have to honor them and recognize that if we are depleted, if we don't meet our needs, then it's almost impossible for us to show up and meet our children's needs. So over the last 6 months, 9 months, many of you know that I have been immersed in creating an incredible new parenting course. It's an online course called The Chaos Cure, and the registration is open right now. And it's limited registration though, it's only open till the 29th of January because the course starts on the 30th. And maybe you're listening to this thing, oh darn, I wish I'd known about this earlier. You don't need to know about it earlier because it is the simplest of courses to participate in. It's delivered in weekly modules via email. You can do it on your own. There's 6 modules over 6 weeks, released one per week. And each module only takes, it doesn't take more than 30 minutes. So it's really not a lot of time. There's also going to be a Facebook group with live Q&As, and we'll be discussing all the things in each of the modules. But I digress slightly because The Chaos Cure talks about how we have to meet our needs. Because if we don't meet our needs, our baseline reactivity levels are much higher. We just every day, all day, we are in a higher reactive state all the time. And what that means is very little will tip you over the edge. Versus if you have all your needs met and you're showing up with a full tank, then you have much more range until you get to a point where you can't take any more. So you can take way more chaos before you break, before you snap, before you lose your shit. So it's really, really important for us to know what it is we need. And over the last 9 months, I got a bit interrupted there by telling you about, I'm so excited about this course, I just wanted to tell you about it. But over the last 9 months, I have poured my heart and soul into getting this course off the ground. And if any of you have ever created an online course, you know exactly what I'm talking to here. So in those last 9 months, it would have been very, very easy for me to lose myself and lose myself in my work and not take care of myself. And I know this, and I've been watching for the signs, and I look for the signs. And there's been times along the way where, absolutely, I've become a bit too immersed in it and let myself go a bit. But generally, I'm pretty good at meeting my needs. I know what they are. Sleep's one of them, and I absolutely will not sacrifice my sleep. It's just so ingrained in me to show up rested, because I know if I'm rested, I've got way more reserve in my tank to take any of the crap that my kids might give me. I know I generally eat very well. I feel much better when I fuel my body with healthy foods, and I treat my body like a luxury vehicle, and I want to give it the best grade of gas. So I think of it that way. You know, when I look at crap and it's easy to just go and eat a muffin or go into the cupboard and eat chips and crackers or whatever it might be, I think about it. Would I put an 87 level gas into a Ferrari if I had it? No, I wouldn't. I'd put the high, if I had it, I'd put the highest grade gas into it. Well, I believe I have the highest grade vehicle. I am this amazing vehicle, and I want to take care of it. So I'm going to fuel it well. So I fuel my body well. If I want it to run well and operate well, it needs to be well oiled. So I'm going to put the best oil into it, and I've got a really great exercise routine that works for me. And occasionally, that's what I let go of first. When I'm really busy at work, I'll just say, you know what, I'll go to the gym later. And later comes and I don't go to the gym. So for me, signing up to classes is a key thing. I might pay a bit more because I'm not doing it on my own, but when I sign up and register at a class, I go to it. So it's just that extra bit of incentive. So in terms of meeting my needs, pretty good with the exercise. I meditate every day, like I brush my teeth. And I'm sure you brush your teeth because you don't want to get cavities. I meditate because I want to keep on top of the mental chaos, the mental clutter, all the shit that goes on in my head. I need to know when I'm too absorbed in it, when I'm not present. And my meditation practice is just so key for me in doing that. So those four or five are pretty set in stone ways in which I take care of myself. And it's interesting because this last 2 weeks, I've really been working harder than I've been putting more time into my work than I usually have. And I have still been sleeping well, exercising well, I've held it together. I've been eating well, that's all good. I've been doing my meditation, no problem. But what I'm noticing is my mind is so restless. It's because I've got more on, so I need more time to meditate. So my mind is telling me, you're overloaded, it's too full. And still, I went on. I worked 2 weekends in a row and I felt great. And I'm like, I've got it all together. I'm sleeping well, exercising well, eating well, still meditating. Woof, got it all together. But what was I not doing? I was not taking any time to connect with friends and to go and just enjoy myself for a day. I hadn't taken a day off work. And I realized it yesterday. I knew I hadn't taken a day off work. And when I say a day, I mean there was not a Saturday or Sunday where I hadn't done a couple of hours work. I'd fitted it in. And you know what it's like. You could have had a great day, but as soon as you do 2 hours work, you think, oh, I've been working this weekend. And yesterday I realized I hadn't taken a full day without doing any work. And I had the opportunity to go skiing yesterday, and it was the best day I have had in months. It was so awesome. It happened to be a blue sky day. There'd been fresh snow. It was -8, so the powder was light. I was with friends, and I was just reveling in the formlessness of it all, in the magnificence that I was in the mountains, and yeah, everything I was seeing, it just blew me away. But during the day, I was just in my mind saying, how have I not allowed myself to do more of this over the last 2 weeks? And you know what? It just is what it is. But I realized yesterday that we have to have so many things in place in order to really manage ourselves and cure our chaos, whatever way and shape it might show up in. We have to find ways, and we have to have so many pieces have to be in place. It's not enough just to take the day off. It's not enough just to sleep well. It's not enough just to exercise well. Generally, our bodies need certain things on a regular basis in order to fire on all cylinders. And our kids need us to fire on all cylinders. Because when we're depleted and we don't show up fueled, then we are more reactive. And when we're more reactive, we can't meet their needs. So it's this spiral that we get hooked into. And I'm sharing this with you because, in knowing all of this, and I know I do a really good job of it still wasn't enough. I still knew there was something I was missing. And my day out yesterday made me realize you need time to yourself. You might need 2 hours, you might need 4 hours. There's no, I'm not saying you have to take a day, But because of the 2 weeks I've had, I knew I needed a whole day of no work, nothing. And I gave it to myself, I honored it, and I reveled in every single minute of it. So what can you do to help fuel yourself? And if the chaos cure sounds like something that you know you need, and you're going, yeah, I know I need it, but really examine that but. What is it that's putting you off? Because if you know you need it, do it. There's no, you know, I see a little point in saying, well, I'll do it next month, or I'll do it in September because I'm busy till now. You can make time for it and make time for what you need, whatever that might be. And so when you make time for what you need, you can then give your kids what they need. So I hope that you found this valuable. And as ever, if you have, please leave a review on iTunes. We'd love to hear all about it. I would love to hear all about it. And I look forward to being with you all soon. Bye for now, and thanks for listening. That's it for today's episode on the Parenting in the Thick of It show. If you enjoyed the show, please do share it with your friends and family. And remember, if you find yourself stuck in the thick of it and can't see a way out of it, please send me an email. I would love to help you. My email is louise@yourparentingpartner.com. And don't forget to take a look at the Parenting in the Thick of It family organizer that I created. It's an evergreen family calendar guaranteeing 12 months of use from whenever you start. It also includes beautifully illustrated, informative, and interactive monthly parenting theme pages to guide you through the year. It's the perfect organizer for busy families to keep track of all their activities, plus help parents be the best parent they can be. It's more than just a calendar. You can find the link for this and the other social media platforms that I am on below the description in this episode. Thank you so much for listening today, and I look forward to being with you all soon. Bye for now.